We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Taylor Casey. It's Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Starting off with an Earth Day recap, yesterday, student activists gathered at Alma Mater to celebrate and honor Earth Day. The rally was hosted by Fossil Free Illinois, with organization help from various associations like the Illini Dems, Students for Environmental Concerns, and UIUC Amnesty. The gathering celebrates the university's Illinois Climate Action Plan, which provides a framework for the university to have a net zero carbon emission by 2050. News correspondent Sarong Hong spoke with an anonymous protester about the rally demands.
We don't want empty promises. The Illinois Climate Action Plan is a non-binding document, and we would like Chancellor Isbell to sign the ICAP as if it is a binding document. One of our biggest demands is to push for the university to divest, decarbonize, and dissociate from fossil fuels. Our university has over $100 million invested in the fossil fuel industry.
The rally demands that Chancellor Isbell sign the ICAP as a binding commitment, making its goals requirements rather than recommendations. They also demand ICAP break all partnerships with fossil fuel companies that provide research, scholarship, and grant funding, alleging the support influences climate research. For protesters, it's important that administrators recognize that these issues impact students beyond activist groups.
86% of students supported fossil fuel divestment by the university. This is something students care about. We're still not seeing an effort from the university to really push for true fossil fuel divestment. It's not just Chancellor Isbell, it's also the rest of the university administration. They all have a part to play in this.
Next up for performances, tomorrow and Saturday, Dance at Illinois will be premiering diverse works by undergraduate seniors in the April Senior Thesis Dance Concert. The event will take place at Cranart Center for the Performing Arts and the Studio Theater. While tickets are currently sold for the Friday and Saturday 3 p.m. show, you can still register for the waiting list. Tickets are currently still available for the Saturday show at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at cranartcenter.com. For another show to attend, Illinois Theater's final production of the semester, The City and the City, will start its run at the Cranart Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow. Directed by Jordan Cofftree, the play follows Inspector Borlou as he attempts to solve a young woman's murder. His investigation leads him into two identical cities, neither of them which can interact with one another. If they do interact, they'll be detained by an organization that oversees both cities. The City and the City will be performed at the Colwell Playhouse starting tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Additional performances will take place Saturday, as well as the 29th through May 1st at 7:30 p.m., and a matinee performance May 2nd at 2 p.m. To purchase tickets, visit cranartcenter.com. Following with music, the Wind Orchestra and Hensley Symphonic Band are performing tomorrow at Cranart Center. The concert will feature music from composers like Prokofiev and Bach, as well as works of modern composers like Roshan Etezadi and Nubia Jaime Don Juan. The concert will take place tomorrow from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Cranart Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets can be purchased at cranartcenter.com. Moving on to sports, Urbana High School head football coach Curtis Blandon announced his resignation on Tuesday, according to the team's booster club. Taking over the program in 2022 amidst a three-year stretch without a full varsity season, Blandon brought back Urbana into varsity football competition in his second year as head coach, leading Urbana through three full seasons of varsity football. Last October, Blandon led Urbana to its first win in 6 years, defeating Peoria Emanuel. Also this week, Centennial High School announced the hiring of Keegan Hill as their new head football coach. Hill, who last served as the head coach of Mendota Township High School in Northern Illinois, went 11-47 in his 7 years at Mendota before resigning after the 2024 season. Hill replaces former Centennial head coach Kyle Jackson, who went 29-32 in his 7 years with the Chargers, including 4 trips to the IHSA playoffs and 7 straight victories over rival Champaign Central. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sarong Hong, Kelly Sliwa, Emma White, Philip Abazouye, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, this has been Taylor Casey.